Master, where dwellest thou? He saith to them, Come and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today is our third day already of Advent, and I imagine all of you are remembering, it's too early to have forgotten, about Advent, how it's like a little Lent, and we make sacrifices and give things up. I hope you all have promised to do that and are so far keeping your promise, and to do something extra, too, in the way of your prayers. Oh, by the way, are any of you remembering to make a little visit to the Blessed Sacrament when you come in the morning and before you go home at night? Doesn't have to take a long time. Just a little genuflection and a little prayer looking at the tabernacle and maybe looking at Mary, too. Well, today we have a feast day. It's called a vigil to get us ready for a big feast day tomorrow. One of the 12 apostles, and he's St. Andrew, and he was the brother of St. Peter, and the Greeks call him the Protoclete, which is Greek for the first called. You know how sometimes there's a little dispute about who gets to go first, and you say, I get to go first because I was here first, or I'm older than you and I get to go first. Well, St. Andrew was never one for that. He didn't mind in the least deferring to his brother, even though, as a matter of fact, he became an apostle before St. Peter did. This is how he became an apostle, and this is how the whole Catholic Church got started. You see, he, along with some other men, were the followers of St. John the Baptist. He's our Advent saint, and we'll be hearing a lot about him during Advent. Remember that boy that was St. John the Baptist for All Saints Sunday, and had this big grizzly hair, you know, and a beard and everything? Well, that's how he looked, and he offered penance always, all to our Lord, all the time, and he ate barely anything. He ate grasshoppers and unpleasant things, but he did have honey anyway, and he prayed, and all he wanted to do was get the people ready for the coming of Jesus, and he gave them sort of a symbolical baptism in the River Jordan. Well, he had some men who were his followers, and they learned a lot from John the Baptist. Andrew and the others did. And they thought he was the man. He was the prophet. He would be showing the way of God. But then one day, John's preaching and baptizing, and everyone's listening to him, and he stops, and he points in the distance, and he says, Ecce, Agnus Dei. The same words we have at the Mass. Behold, the Lamb of God. And that's the end of John the Baptist. Pretty soon after that, he stops preaching. He gets arrested and thrown into prison because of his defense of marriage, because he told the king he was doing something very wicked and wrong. And then he wants the disciples of him to become disciples of Jesus. And so Andrew gets the idea. Remember, he's the first call. He and another disciple, when our Lord leaves the river and he's going someplace else, they follow him. And our Lord turns around and he kind of smiles and he says, Oh, what are you looking for? And Andrew's a little embarrassed. He doesn't know quite what he should be saying or not saying. So he sort of blurts out the first thing that comes to his mind and he says, Teacher, well, where do you live? And then our Lord smiles some more at him and he says, Well, come and see. And they spent the whole day with Jesus. And it was the most wonderful day of their life to be with our Lord. And when that wonderful day was over, their only thought was, Tell everybody else. That's how the apostles got started. So he goes home and he finds Peter and he's working on fishing in his nets and things because he was a fisherman, remember? And he says, We found the Messiah. And so Andrew brings his brother to our Lord, and our Lord says, he gives him a nickname or a new name. He says, because his name was Simon before, and says, Simon, from now on, you're going to be called Peter, which means the rock. And there'll be a lot about that in the gospel too. And then our Lord goes looking for St. Philip. He knows where he is, and he particularly wants Philip to be one of his apostles. And then Philip, he thinks about his friend St. Bartholomew, who was the bridegroom at the wedding of Cana, probably, and he was a very devout man too, and he used to really study the Bible a lot in holy books, and he goes to see him. And he says, "You won't believe the one that I've met. He's really the Messiah." "Oh, where's he from?" Bartholomew says. "Oh, he's from Nazareth." Well, the people from the south, as is often the case still today, had a prejudice against the people from the north, and it was a podunk kind of a town that was away from everybody, and it was very poor. No one thought anything of it. And so St. Bartholomew, who also was named Nathanael, he says, "Can any good come out of Nazareth?" And they have a little discussion. And Philip doesn't argue with him. He just says the same thing that our Lord said. He says, "Well, come and see." And so he brings this kind of skeptical young man to our Lord. And our Lord says, "I saw you under the fig tree." And he's thinking to himself, "I was under the fig tree. But our Lord wasn't. How did he know?" And under the fig tree, that means in the Bible, that means someone who's reading holy books or reading the Bible and praying. "I saw you under the fig tree." And he believes just because of that, and he becomes an apostle. And our Lord tells him, "Look, you're going to see greater things. You're going to see the heavens opened up. You're going to see angels coming down from heaven and going back up to heaven again." And that's how the apostles got started, and that's how the Catholic Church got started. And that's what we're thinking about today when we have the Holy Mass. And we're also thinking about an ancient martyr whom we commemorate today, and his name is St. Saturninus. And he was an old man. He came from Africa, and he was in the persecutions of Diocletian just at the end. And for his punishment, he had to work for a construction company and carry sand to mix cement, because back then, most people didn't have a bathroom, and if you wanted to take a bath, you had to go to a place called the Baths. And so the emperor was building some baths, and he had to help to build it, except even though he was very old, St. Saturninus was very kindly, and he helped his fellow prisoners if the work was too much for them, and he was very patient, and if he dropped something, he never said any bad words, and he gave such a good example that pretty soon the other prisoners started to want to become Christians and hear about our Lord. If you think about it, he was like another Saint Andrew. He was drawing souls to Christ by his example. And so they thought, the pagans did, "We better get rid of him." So they chopped off his head. And that's how he became a martyr. And that was the end of all of his sufferings. And ever since then, all of these centuries, of course on his day, we remember him. So let's think about today, our Lord coming, and how maybe just by our good example, and don't forget your visits to the Blessed Sacrament, did I mention that? You might draw some souls to follow him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.